Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality. While listening, you'll be exposed to inspiring, empowering, and unifying perspectives that I'm highly confident will yield stellar results in your life if you opt to try them on for size. Also, at optimistic.tv, we have officially begun releasing the first few episodes of our new late-night style, consciousness-elevating video variety talk show, Optimistic, which features live visionary art, soul share interviews, retreat guests here at the Mystic Manor, as well as live musical performances. I'm also super excited to announce that we are currently making plans to release the rest of season one on my personal favorite online streaming service. So stay tuned to optimistic.tv to follow the unfolding development of this exciting Optimistic expansion, as we'll be posting more info and release dates there soon. And in the meantime, be sure to check out, of course, the first few episodes at optimistic.tv as well.
Hello, all you positive heads. On this week's P-Head Posse episode, our guest is positive head listener Brian Olenek. Brian and his amazing wife, Mandy, are the creators of a new podcast called Get Your Head Right with Brian and Mandy. Their show is full of inspirational and motivational information focused on improving mental health for overall wellness. Hi, Brian. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Alexa. So happy to be here.
Yeah, so happy you could be here. As a reminder for those who are tuning in, this P-Head Posse series is a series that really focuses on the listeners, because all of you who are part of this community are doing such amazing, beautiful things. And we wanted to be able to feature you and the project you're creating. So thank you, Brian, for being here. As always, we really love to start at the beginning. When we have people on, we really love to hear their stories and their backgrounds. And so would love if you could share with the audience a little bit of your story and how you got to be doing what you're doing.
Absolutely. So to really quickly give a quick backstory is, we have a very large family. We have 6 kids in our house that we take care of. Some are adults and some are little. They range in age from almost 6 now to going to be 22 in September. So we have quite a wide age range, and we ourselves are just about 40. So we're kind of experiencing all the different things that you start experiencing as you become more of a seasoned adult. And we're kind of having this amazing awakening that's been happening for the last 2 years, maybe 3 years, that's giving us a lot of different insights into life and feeling different things that we haven't experienced before. And a big part of that has to do with our move to the Phoenix area as well. So we've been experiencing new things, feeling new levels of energy, and starting to understand different things on a different level, which is a little bit of what started us on this path to creating this podcast. There were things that we were doing that we realized we needed to do. And then this podcast kind of organically happened as a way of, we need to share our experience with other people. We need to share kind of what we've been doing and what our concept was with other people so that they can have the same experiences that we've had the last 2 years. And in short, that experience has been that if you can get your head right, if you can get your head in the right place, whether it's emotionally or whatever it may be, everything else kind of just falls into place after you do that. and things start to work out, things start to turn better, things just kind of open up to you. And that's where we went with this. And that's what the messages we're trying to bring and the information we're trying to bring in, sometimes micro doses of short little bits of information, sometimes a long interview. Our second interview that we did was just me interviewing my wife about the things that she has done, because she was able to lose like 60 pounds in like a year. And I did it in about a year and a half. And that was what led us up to this. It started in mid 2018 and kind of completely took a hold of us and changed our life and just a new lifestyle. And then everything else just kind of fell in line with what we were doing already. We were trying to make better choices, better eating choices, lots of different things. Even noticed ourselves while we're feeling this and doing these healthy things from time to time, having this feeling of wanting to move away from eating meat and be more vegetarian based. So, and we go back and forth on that still now. We're not full vegetarian, but we do still have these moments where we're like, you know what? I don't really want to eat much meat. Let's stick to not really eating much meat. So it's these feelings we have every once and again that kind of make us think, hey, there's something else going on. There's something that we're connecting with. There's an energy field or an energy source or something that we are actually connecting with on a higher vibrational level that we're feeling. And we're trying to navigate that. And as we're navigating that, we're trying to put that information out into the universe for other people to use too.
Beautiful. I love it. It's, I think that's the best thing, you know, like as you're learning and as you're having your own experience, relaying it to others, because there's certainly others who are on the same or similar path as you and who are looking for that information and looking for ways to, you know, improve their lives. And so I think that's amazing. And have you always been, you know, in your life, have you always been kind of on this path, or have you always been into like spirituality or personal development, or what was kind of your life like before this?
Sure. So I myself have always been a very motivated person. I was in sports. I've been in sales and business, and I've ran my own business for years. And I'm doing that again now. And I've always been kind of just a go-getter, motivated type person. But I've also always been a very personal development, self-education motivated person. I've always looked for learning opportunities, opportunities to figure things out, to do a little bit better. I've been trying to read more. I've been trying to study more, and not things that you necessarily would learn in school, but things that are on another level, I guess, is the best way to put it in words. But I've always kind of had a feeling that there's something more that's not explained very well, that maybe we also can't explain very well, because we lack the actual words to explain these things. There's feelings and emotions and thoughts are infinite, yet language is finite. We don't have a complete language to completely express the thoughts or feelings that we have. So there's sometimes no way to explain or to outwardly express the thoughts or feelings that you're having to somebody else. The only thing you can do is try to help people understand what you're feeling by resonating your energy level with them, if that makes any sense. Because there's just sometimes no words. I hear people all the time like, I can't think of the words. I don't have the words to explain it. It's like, okay, that's because the words don't exist to explain it. There are no words. We don't have all the words. There's certain concepts and certain things that just escape our actual physical comprehension, and they can only be comprehended on a subconscious or a level that's entangled with a quantum field is the only place that there's understanding and meaning.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh yeah, totally. And I think the more that we expand as human beings, you know, the more we are working with that, where words really are like losing meaning, and it's almost like dumbing things down by utilizing words, you know? Absolutely.
Right.
I love that. So,
yep, absolutely. And I love that you just said expand, because that was one of the main things, like with this whole pandemic and this quarantine that's been going on, one of the very first things that I said about it, and I put it on our whiteboard. We have a whiteboard in the kitchen in our dining room that we use. And we always put different things on the whiteboard that we share with each other. Sometimes my daughter does it. Sometimes I do it. Sometimes my wife does it. But it's always different things like, oh, think about this or think about this. So one of the things I put up that was maybe a week and a half or 2 weeks into the quarantine lockdown that everyone was going through, is I said, if you can expand versus contract during this time, you will come out of it so much further ahead, because most people are going to contract, because that's typically what happens with feelings of fear, uneasiness, or not being settled, or not knowing what's going to happen. People contract because their fear stops them from flowing. But if you can expand, learn a new skill, work on your health, work on something for yourself that's going to make you better and magnify your skills or find new skills, then after this is all over, you're going to be able to look back at it and say, that was a time where I really dug in and I really did a deep dive and really figured out the things I need to do and something I can do to benefit myself and other people around me. But people that are going to contract in fear are going to have a feeling of hopelessness and have a feeling of loss and have a feeling of disconnection with the rest of the world as well. So that was one of the things I said right away. It's like, you guys need to expand. Don't contract. Find new skills. Read books. Exercise. Eat better. Don't slip backwards during this time, because you're slipping backwards further, because everyone's kind of slipping backwards. But if you can expand, you'll stay ahead, or at least stay even with the people that are still working hard and moving forward. And that kind of resonated with everybody in the house. They're like, okay, let's really buckle down and we'll get some stuff done. And we did a lot of yard work and we've done a lot of exercise and eating different and lots of different things. So as much as we've had to be kind of contained, I myself have still been working. My job didn't go away, which was nice. So I've still been working. But I've been doing other things while I'm home, not be able to go anywhere else that I wouldn't have normally been doing. So it was still an opportunity even for me to use that time to make some improvements.
Totally. I love that. I love that you like pointed that out to your family. And I also think that, you know, if we can expand through these times that are supposed to be like so scary or supposed to shut us down, or typically in the past would have, you know, if we can challenge ourselves to open up to it a little bit and flow with it a bit, instead of like you saying, like, contract, it teaches us that we can handle anything. You know, this is like the biggest thing that's ever happened to us. And if you can expand through that, which everyone can, if they choose to, you know, it's all like a perspective thing. It really teaches you and solidifies for you, I feel like, that you can handle so much. You can handle anything. And, you know, as a human on this human experience, I'm sure there will be more things, you know, like 2020 is not over. And I think this year is really the year of transformation and shadow work. And I hear so many people being like, this is the worst year ever. And I'm like, well, is it, or is it just the most expansive transformational year ever? Is it hard? 100%. But so much growth is happening. And I think experiences like that, like I said, when you learn that you can expand into it and pick up a new skill or thrive in a way maybe you never thought, it really makes you a stronger being, because then you look to the future and you're like, okay, bring it on, because I can expand through anything. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. 100% agree. And that's exactly what my thought was, you know, the change, the transformation is what people tend to shy away from or be afraid of. And I hate to say that people are afraid of that, but that is kind of true. People do fear change, especially when it's changed within yourself. And especially if you don't know what that change is or aren't necessarily directing it 100%. And if we all think about it a little bit, we can realize that the changes that happen to us are not always 100% self-directed. A lot of the changes that happen to us are external environmental changes that we are living through, we're experiencing. We can manifest and have abundance for ourselves, but the change that happens to us in that process may not be under our control. We may change to think different ways. We may change to look different ways that aren't necessarily 100% under our control. They just are things that happen. Your environment has such a strong impression or impact on what your physical body looks like and how it expresses its visual appearance that we can't really 100% control that. You know, we look how we look. There's not much we can do about it. And what we do in our environment kind of changes that, but we can't control the change that happens. And people fear that because you have the sense of you're losing control, even though that change is most likely going to be beneficial and good for yourself and for the other people around you. It still gives a little bit of an uneasy feeling. And sometimes you just have to let go of that and realize that if you can flow with the energies and the fields that you're a part of, they will help you and move you towards the right direction and naturally get you to the place where you want to get to, where you're feeling good. Even if you don't know that that's where you want to get to, when you get there, you realize this was right. This was what I should have been doing, and I'm just going with it.
Totally. It's amazing that you just bring that up, because right before we got on here, I was listening to this interview with Kevin Hart, and he was talking about like success and failure. And he was just bringing up this point about, you know, like every time he thought like this movie he got was going to be like the movie that made him the biggest thing since like Eddie Murphy or something, it didn't. And he put so much pressure on it, and he thought, oh, I have to get this pilot. I have to get this. And then he looks back and realizes like, you know, I'm so glad like I didn't get those things. I'm so glad, because it really made me like make my own self and make this whole different type of career that he never would have had otherwise. And it really made me reflect on exactly what you're just talking about like, God, why can't we just remember that more? You know, we all have instances of that in our lives of like, we thought we needed something to happen so bad, and we were so scared,
right,
that we wouldn't get that job, or we wouldn't go out with that person, or we wouldn't get the move to wherever, whatever it was. And we all have instances where we can look back and go, thankfully that didn't happen, because I was led to something so much more suited for me. I, you know, in certain ways, I love like what I have now, whether it's a partner or a job or a business or just a way of being, a place you live, you know? And so I think I love what you just said. And I think it really is so important to remember that we're always being guided. We have, you know, and we've always been guided, and we can look back on our life and see that. And so to really, like you said, like flow, not force, trust. When doors close, just trust that you're always going to, you know, the thing that is meant for you. And I think of this quote that just popped in my head of, you know, it's kind of along the lines of like, what's meant for you will always be for you. But it's like the only thing that you ever have to do in order to receive what is meant for you is just to be you, like be more of you. And all of that will come, and how relieving that is to know. So
absolutely 100%. I couldn't agree more. It's, you know, what's going to happen is going to happen. And that's the thing, is like Kevin Hart, I love listening to Kevin Hart. His information he's been giving recently is just amazing. And he's kind of another one who, I think he's about to be 41 this summer, and he's kind of at that middle life age. And I'm part of that same group, but we're kind of at this point in our lives where we're seeing things just a little bit differently and opening up our hearts and our minds and our body's energy to different things that we haven't thought of before. And I think that there's something going on. Now, this is an area where I'm not an expert. I don't have much information on it, but I do understand the concepts of astrology and planetary movements and connections. And I have an understanding of that because I actually went to school for physics and I was going to go into cosmology and, and I wanted to be an astronomer and teach and do all that stuff. So I have a very good understanding of the planets in space and how they move and all those things in the universe. But what I am just starting to get into is the more actual higher vibrational energy side of that and how all of those things in place have an impact on us, and that there is a energy field out there that we actually interact with. And I think that there's a point where people can tap into that. And I think that right now, for some reason, we've been building up to this year, and this year, just like, it's like it took the energy and magnified it to the people that were already receiving it. And the people that were already kind of receiving that and kind of on that path already have been shown an amazing amount of information and understanding, again, not through verbal communication, but through that feeling of energy. You can feel there's some kind of other understanding happening to me. And I'm trying to work with that, and I'm trying to contemplate and understand it and put it into practice in my life of what it means. And people are waking up. I know Kevin Hart talks about he stopped eating red meat. He only eats chicken now. Like, that's the only thing he does. He always says, I'm not a foodie. I'm like, okay, you're not a foodie. But he's a very simple eater. And I find myself, I've always been the same way. Like, I tell my wife all the time, like, I could live off of chicken, broccoli, and rice. Like, I could eat that every day, almost every meal, and I'd be fine. So I hear him say things like that. I'm like, okay, so he's sitting here saying that he's stopped eating other meats too. And it was just kind of a natural progression thing for him. He didn't, you know, just all of a sudden like, hey, I shouldn't do this. I mean, I'm sure there was research behind it after he felt that way, but where did that feeling come from? There was some place where that feeling came from, where it was just a moral, ethical feeling, or just a feeling of, I shouldn't do this, or I shouldn't do it so much, or whatever the case was. And it just kind of is like a global language of love, essentially, is what it feels like. And through that, there's so much more understanding and information that we're all getting. And I love that he's doing that. And he's not the only one. There's so many other people out there doing the same thing. It's just amazing. And I think about this year, all the things that are happening this year, and I think that they're all things to help us see a little bit more, to kind of deep dive into ourselves a little bit more and really do a self-analysis of what can we do to really facilitate the type of things in our lives that we want. And it just works. It's working out so perfectly that we are just kind of in the beginning of starting season two of our podcast. Season one was a very experimental season. We didn't really know kind of what was going to go on. I wanted to try some things. I was just throwing information out there, basically. I would, you know, on a whim, I'd be sitting in my truck like I am now on a lunch break or something and go, hey, I have a thought. I'm going to do a little 10-minute recording about this topic, and I'm going to, you know, post it as a Wisdom Wednesday topic. And that's what I would do. So my wife and I have only done one episode together so far. The rest of them have been like short little things that I've done. But we've recorded a lot of different things. We just haven't put out there yet because we just haven't felt like it was the right time. And now this time, now season two started. We started it just before everything kind of got a little like it is now back in like January. So it was kind of when we started it, and then kind of took a step back and wanted to just sit and analyze and watch and try to understand everything that's going on so we can go back into recording with kind of a renewed vision or a renewed sense of purpose and really take our information to the next level. Because I still feel, we still believe that you have to get your head right in order to receive the information that people are receiving. And if you're in a place where you're having mental health issues, maybe, or struggling with something emotionally, or not doing things that are conducive to a good mental health, that's kind of a blockage. And it's hard to really receive the information if you have blockages like that. And it's very difficult to actually attract any type of valuable information when your mental receptors are blocked by a negative energy, whatever that negative energy source may be. If you have that, you can't really receive much of the good energy. It's going to kind of stay out because it can't land right, and it doesn't actually take hold in your life so you can do the right things with it. And that's what we're really trying to get out to people, is that information. And again, we can't just say, here's what you need to do. Do this, do this, do this, do this. What we put out is information that can build a big picture, that can build a complete understanding or feeling that gets you on the path to start receiving that information. So it seems a little like, what? How does that work? But what we're doing is we're trying to compartmentalize all the feelings that we've had over the last 2 years. And just organically, when a thought comes into my mind, like one I did was one time was integrity. So when integrity comes into my mind, I had thoughts about it. I was like, okay, what have I been doing for the last 2 years, the last 10 years, the last 20 years when it comes to the topic of integrity? And how can I help that land with people so that they can be on that same path with it and understand kind of where I'm coming from that? So I hope that makes sense. And that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I hear it as what I hear is like, you know, you're like we said in the beginning, it's like you're experiencing something. And by you creating these little episodes about what you're experiencing and your perspective of it, I feel like it's modeling. You know what I mean? It's modeling for others. Like, hey, here's a way that you could look at this, or you could deal with this, or you could understand this. Because, you know, I feel like with everything that's going on, it's really cool. Like, I think all of us who are kind of in this world and have been doing this work, this spiritual work or personal development work or whatever you want to call it, for, you know, however long, it's kind of like we've been knowing this is coming, but kind of unsure, like, wait, how's this all going to really play out? Like, how is this really big change going to happen? Like, you know, and then seeing how this year has played out, it's like, oh, okay. Like you said, everything's kind of happening so perfectly from one perspective, you know, like you're seeing, oh, okay, this is how all the systems are going to change. This is how people are going to change. And you're seeing it, like you're seeing people's perspectives just like almost overnight. Like truly the veil has been ripped off. I mean, even people in my life, like very close people to me who I'm like, oh, I don't know if they'll ever, like, are truly like seeing it, you know? And so for those of us that have been, not that it's a hierarchy at all, that we're better, anything like that, I think those of us on the spiritual path or in this world, we've been doing our work because that's what we signed up to do. We signed up to do our work a little bit early so that we'd be ready when, you know, the rest of the world kind of started to catch up, or, you know, the veil thinned and everyone started to realize, oh my God, what's going on here? Wait, like they start asking the same questions. We're here ready to receive them and to guide them and to say, hey, here's what I'm doing. Like, you know, it's okay. So it totally makes sense. I think it sounds like a beautiful thing. And I totally agree, you know, with you gotta deal with what's going on up here in your head, in here, in your heart, in your being in general, before you can really move forward towards the things that you're wanting to create or receive. And I also think that's very parallel to, again, what's going on in our society right now. Like, if we want to move forward to this unified society, we got to get our heads right? And we have to acknowledge what's not working here, because we're blocked. And I think we're in the beginning process of that right now, which is really exciting to see. But that's why, you know, it sounds like your podcast is perfectly timed. And I want to do one more callback back to what we were talking about, you know, trusting and knowing that you're always being led. It's like you started this podcast in January before, or you were recording those episodes that you didn't release back then before anything like this is happening. And you just kept recording. And now it's like, oh, okay, this is what that was for. You know, like now it's the time. And so, you know, that's just a reminder to everyone listening, I think, to always listen to yourself, even if it doesn't seem like on the outside, maybe it logically makes sense. You're like, I feel like I'm supposed to do this thing, but on the outside, I don't see any evidence of that. If you really feel like you're supposed to do something or you feel called to do something, trust yourself and do it. And it'll make sense later, you know?
Right. Absolutely. 100% agree. And that's kind of, you know, what our thing was. We realized that there's been a lot going on for us, and it was so important for us with our personal story and things that were going on to get information out to people so that they could understand and realize that they're not alone with some of their struggles. And because one of the things that we see too is that there's an uptick in mental health issues, especially in the United States, not just worldwide, but especially in the United States. And what we also wanted to do was to be kind of at the beginning of that and the awakening part of that, where people start realizing, hey, my mental health is a priority. Even if I'm not having a mental health issue, my mental health is a priority. And you need to get in front of it so that you can proactively prevent any slips or minimize the possibility of a slip. And if that means that you need to start a meditation practice or a breathing practice or a practice of anything that's like even a semi-routine where it keeps you doing things that are healthy for your brain. Just as much as people get on a health, you know, food, I need to eat right, I need to exercise, I need to do this. Okay, well, that's great for your body. What are you doing for your mind? What are you doing for your mental health? What's your mental health diet like? What are you consuming mentally that can have an impact on your life and actually change things for the better or for the worse? And one of the big things, again, at the beginning of this pandemic that I stressed, and even now with some of the things that are going on with some of the protests and things like that, not to get too much into it, but one of the things that I said, I put on the board about that same, on the whiteboard, the same time I put the expand versus contract up on the same board, I think I have a picture of it. I also put up there that negativity spreads faster and exponentially compared to things like viruses. Yeah. Like the negativity out there through different mediums like social media, whether it's, you know, Facebook, Instagram, whatever, negativity can spread so fast. And you have to really be cautious of what you're mentally digesting, of what you're seeing and what you're reading and what you're listening to and what you're hearing. And if you're constantly falling as a victim to the sensationalism that their algorithms are programmed to put in front of your face, you can really get trapped in a negative mental outlook and see things much, much worse than they actually are, because the information that's fed to people is meant to produce a response, and their algorithms track that. They really know. They know, okay, well, if I'm going to share something, it's going to be something like this. So their algorithms, they show you that, and they show you those type of things that are more likely to get you to either comment or like it or share it. So people have to be very, very careful with what's out there, because there is some type of an attempt to capitalize on the amount of traffic through social media sites. And the positive things, unfortunately, just don't have the same level of emotional response that the negative and the fear things do. And I very first heard that, again, going back to Kevin Hart, he said something in a podcast like a year or so ago, And he said, everyone's always looking for the failure. Everyone's always looking for the negative thing. Everyone's looking for someone to mess up. And it's like, why do people look for that? And I don't know if people look for that. I think it's just, those are the things that people emotionally respond to more. For some reason, people feel like they can't have the same high level of emotional response for the good things that happen to people or the good stuff going on. It's kind of, where's that information? Where's the good news? Where's the stuff that's awesome that's happening? And where's people sharing that over and over? And the awesome, cool stuff going viral on a video. Like, where's that? It's always the other side. And we got to be very careful about our actual social media diet and just be mindful that we need to take in only the good and very, very little of the bad stuff. And that will help us have that mental clarity and keep moving in the right direction so that we can actually receive, again, that information and that knowledge to do something with it. But it's that social media diet is a huge thing. It's much bigger. People have been talking about it for a while, but I think now more than ever, it's very important that we really take control of the information that we are allowing ourselves to take a part of. And that we need to really, really get on that.
Oh, I 100% agree. So, so, so important. I love everything you said. I like, actually, so I very much like believe the same thing. And I believe there's, you know, it's just as there is equal dark as there is light in the universe, right? Like everything is always in balance. So it seems like to some people, it might seem like, oh, everything is so terrible, but it's just the proportion of what you're being shown. Like you said, we're not being shown all the amazing news and amazing things that are happening. And when coronavirus started, that really stood out to me of like, everybody's so bummed, everybody's so scared, but I know there's good happening because of this. I know there is. And so I started a TikTok series that was called like positive things happening in the world amidst all this craziness. And I would find like really cool things, like positive things happening to our earth and the environment and all this stuff. And I made one that it went viral and it got 2 million views in one day because everyone was like starving [S2] Oh, wow. [S1] For this positive information. And they were like, this just [S2] Yeah. [S1] Made my whole day. And so it really shows you how people really are starving for that. And what you're saying is, to really know that you have the power to control what you are seeing and what you allow into your mind, because what you're feeding your body becomes, you know, your energy. What you're feeding your mind becomes your belief systems and your thought processes and the way that you see the world. And absolutely about, you know, news and social media is, like you said, meant to sensationalize and draw you in. And I mean, my parents both worked in the news from the time I was born until, you know, 5 years ago. And I mean, they always said like that they were told in the news, if it bleeds, it leads. Like that is what they're Absolutely. Looking for. So, you know, and I remember being a little girl and sobbing at the news. I could not watch. It scared me. And it was meant to, you know? And so I think that I feel like what happened there was like, the part of our brain that's meant to protect us, right? So it's always kind of looking out for the negative. At some point long ago, people realized like, ooh, we can hijack that and do what we want with it, right? With people. If we just make them think that if we activate that part of people's brain, then we can make them act, right? And so I feel like that has been obviously like manipulated and hijacked in some crazy way. And so again, it's up to us to do things like listening to a podcast like yours or educating ourselves or like, yeah, doing a social media detox or just being very selective about where we invest our energy and what we look at. And to take our power back because we are in control. I think the media will make you think you're not in control. And if it's kind of like, if you surround yourself with it, it will feel like it's in control of you. But truly, like you said, when you incorporate a meditation practice, you know, that is one way of saying I'm in control. I'm choosing where my energy goes. I'm choosing to protect my space and my mental space. And I think now more than ever is very important to start doing that if you haven't already, because as time goes on and as this all, you know, as this very interesting universe that we're a part of right now, as things progress even into this year and beyond, I feel like the energy is going to ramp up. Things are going to get even faster. And so if you're kind of in between, like wavering between like kind of mentally stable and kind of, I don't know, you're not kind of, you don't have a good hold on yourself, you could get led astray more easily. And so, like you said, like really take care now preventatively so that as things ramp up, you're going to have a better hold on yourself. You're going to have, you won't be as easily just led astray when things happen, or even when there are tactics, you know, by the media or by the powers that be, whatever, to get us all riled up, you know? And I think that's our duty as humans right now, really, like, have authority over our own selves so that we can focus on what needs to happen instead of, you know, just letting other people distract us, basically.
Right. Absolutely. And what you kind of explained is to my new education I'm trying to develop now, but what you just explained and what we've been talking about and what you're doing, that preventative work is like, it's very similar to the concept of grounding and finding your base and finding your personal truth and staying with that. And when you're grounded, you're in a more pure place. You don't let energies in that can affect you. You're grounded and you're anchored there. Like, okay, I'm unmovable by what happens, but I'm still going to experience everything that happens and take from it what I need to take from it and learn from it, and then put that information back out into the universe for other people to use. But it's really it's a concept of grounding. Is when you're hit with these energies, whatever they may be, you have to have that way of grounding yourself and anchoring in place so that you don't get swept up into it and invaded by these things that are happening, these energies that are hitting you that may not be the best things for you to have. But if you are grounded or you're anchored, you can experience them and not be moved by them when they actually come through. And another thing that you mentioned that I forgot I had this thought before, we were talking about how people get frustrated and they get kind of upset because this hasn't happened and that hasn't happened, or I want to do this, or I didn't get that job. We were talking about Kevin Hart, like all these movies and stuff that didn't happen or whatever. And a lot of that stuff is also because we have a very, very bad relationship with time. We expect things to happen in a certain time, not realizing that time is something that we've created, or the measurement of time is something we've created. It doesn't naturally exist. Time doesn't have a natural measurement. So we many times get frustrated because everything in our life is compartmentalized into seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years. And when we think of something, oh, I want this, it's typically, oh, I want it now, or I want it in a week, or I want to do this a month from now, or if I don't do this by 30, then I'll know that my life's not on track. Or if I don't get this, you know, it's because I only have so much time left. It's like, well, no, you have all the time of your life left, actually. And there is nothing that says you need to have that thing within a certain measurement of how we measure time. Everything happens when it's supposed to happen. The cycles of our life are very much matched with a certain cycle of the universe. And that can be dependent on who you are and when you were born and when you came into existence and started your energy synchronization with the universe you live in. It all can be based off of that. And when everything's supposed to happen for you, in due time, it will. It'll happen in your natural cycle when it's supposed to. And it's hard for people to let go of trying to control the time of their life of when things happen, when really it's just things happen organically and naturally if you allow them, if you can clear yourself of the mental blocks and so that information can come in. then you can realize, hey, everything's actually going to happen when it should happen. And what does happen is what should happen. Not everyone's going to be a super rich, successful celebrity. Not everyone's going to stay in poverty for 20 years. Some people, you know, they may not have a big break in their life until they're 50 or 60 years old. And that's when things go, whoa, okay, that's what everything I've been working for has led to. It's the, I put in the work, I did the work that I needed to. And I finally got to the point where I had the blockages removed and I synced up with my universal time cycle. And now these things are happening in my life. But the sooner you can get rid of those mental blocks and really get your head right, then those things start coming in. They start coming in and it seems like it's naturally happening, but you can't really receive through that. You can see through that veil when it thins naturally for everybody. But if you don't puncture some holes in that and get rid of the blockages, the information is not really going to get through and land properly. So through getting your head right, which is why we named the podcast what we named it, you can allow those things to start coming through. You can let go of time, let go of expectations, really understand that once you get into a flow state, this information, these things are going to come, your life is going to happen, and it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Oh, I love it so much. I love it so much. And I want you to tell people, you know, about the like where they can find the podcast and how they can listen and all that. And I just want to say one more thing is that, yeah, you know, I think I have a podcast too. And on our podcast, my podcast host is a psychic medium and a channel. And she channels this group of collection of Arcturian energy. And they always call us humans the keepers of time. We're the keepers of time. And I was like, what do you mean? And finally, one day it hit me. It's like, oh, there is no time. We just keep time as humans. We right. think about time right. so much. And we put so much pressure on us about the time. Right. And I also think that really comes from comparison, you know, with we're looking at other people and going, oh, well, they did this at 19. Or, you know, it's getting younger and younger and younger now, too, of like, you know, kids. And it's great. Kids are
right.
People want right. to do stuff. They come in here wanting to do stuff, and that's fine.
Right.
Love it. But right. I think we just look around and we let our heads get messed up.
Right.
Because we're like right. seeing other examples of people doing stuff. We're feeling bad that we're not doing that. But to your point,
exactly.
I think we need, when you get your head right, right, you realize I'm a unique fractal of the universe. I am a unique soul. And that's great. It doesn't mean if I don't do what that like celebrity at 19 is doing, or Kylie Jenner, or whoever the hell, like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It matters that I tune in with what my unique soul expression wants to be and do. And like you said, tune in with that. And once you tune in with that, you can really kind of relax about it all, about the timing and everything, because you're on your own time. You're your own keeper of time, you know? So,
right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Go ahead. Did you want to say something?
Yeah. Theodore Roosevelt is the one who said, comparison is the thief of joy. Yes. And it's so true. It's so true. When you start comparing yourself to other people, it does take your joy away, because you start expecting things of yourself on a timeline that is not your timeline. You're putting expectations on yourself that are on that other person's timeline, which that doesn't work for you. It's not how it's going to work. It's just, it's not. So I'm so glad you said that, because comparison is the thief of joy. It's very true.
Yeah. Which is also why I like what you just said too. It reminded me, which is also why if you're like emulating someone else and trying to get what they have, and then let's say you even get it somehow, you like work really hard and you like achieve this thing that wasn't really meant for you, but you like, you know, you saw someone else doing it, you tried so hard, then you get it. That's why so many people I think are unhappy, because then they get the thing and then they realize this was not even what I wanted. I just chased this thing because these other people were doing it and I thought I was supposed to do it, you know? I think that's why so many people
right.
have that realization. So
right.
super powerful, super amazing conversation, Brian. Please tell everybody where they can listen to your podcast, where they can get their head right with you.
Absolutely. So our podcast is on Spotify. It's on Google. It's on Apple. There is one season, I think it's like 8 or 9 episodes, and there's season 2, which is 1 or 2 episodes so far. More will be coming out soon. We also have a Facebook page. If you just go on Facebook and search Get Your Head Right with Brian and Mandy, you'll find it. There's also an Instagram page, and there's also a Facebook group that is people that have kind of started following us and listen to the podcast. Very, very, very minimal right now. Again, because we haven't really done anything to promote this. So it's been all organic, mostly just our friends that are on our social media that kind of check it out and hear it every once in a while. But it's, again, it's one of those things where I'm not overly concerned with it getting big or going viral. I'm more concerned with it landing with the people that need to hear it and it working for them. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's right or that it's wrong. It's just information that can be used. We also started we have a template for online courses that we've started as well, that we will be taking our time developing probably over the next year, to kind of give people an opportunity to do a little bit of coursework when it comes to actually taking control of your mental health and what that means as an overall health picture, what it means. And we're going to work with some different professional psychologists, things like that, to kind of incorporate some actual factual psychological information into there as well, so people can get some real scientific background along with just some free flowing energy thoughts from us in the coursework. So a combination of the two is what we're working on.
Beautiful. That sounds amazing. So everybody, go follow and subscribe and join the community. We will actually put the show, those links to all of that in the show notes. Brian, if you send me over the links after this, we'll make
absolutely
sure to incorporate it. So you guys can just click, and it'll be really easy for you. Brian, thank you so much for coming on and sharing. Is there anything else you feel super called to share before we wrap up?
No, I just want to thank you, Alexa. I think the only thing is, you know, there's so much love and there's so much happiness and positivity out in the world that we've been experiencing kind of a disconnection from that. Luckily, people have been able to do stuff like Zoom calls like this to kind of be that, to be connected like that. But I just hope people realize that this is not a finality of this stage of your life. This is just a temporary situation. But with this temporary situation, you can do remarkable things that are permanent changes.
So powerful. Such a perfect note to end on. Thank you so much, Brian. Thank you so much to all you P-heads for listening. And just a quick reminder, if any of you listening have your own story or project that you want to share about on this podcast, you can email me at alexa@positivehead.com, and we'll talk about bringing you on here to share just like Brian did. So thank you, Brian, so much. Hope you have a beautiful day, and thank you for being here.
Thank you. You too.
And if you're feeling the call to come for a week retreat style Mystic Manor immersion, remember to go now and book your time to speak with me directly about stepping into the optimistic vortex at calendly.com/talkwithbrandon while there are still spots left. Otherwise, I look forward to co-creating magic with you at the Mystic Manor.